sports journalist Randy Kindred says he didn't realize how many lives he touched until he announced he's retiring as sports editor of the Pantograph newspaper in Bloomington. Kindred has written for the Pantograph for 42 years. He'll continue as a columnist. Kindred tells Eric Stock he developed a passion to write from a fellow Atlanta native of the same last name, Hall of Fame sports writer Dave Kindred. No relation.
I kind of grew up hearing about Dave Kindred and then reading some of his stuff when I was probably 12 years old or something like that, and was just really taken by how great it was. And I thought, you know, that might be a good way to make a living. And I wasn't, I loved sports, but I wasn't good enough to play anything beyond high school, and I knew that. So I thought, well, I love to write, and I love sports, and here I've got an example of how someone from a really small town can get into this business. So that all those things kind of contributed to me going into sports writing. Plus, I helped my dad on the farm all the time, and I really wasn't very good at that. So, he told me, told all of us kids, but especially told me, it seemed like he told me more than most, you know, if you find something that you like better than farming, you can do it, you know. And so I took him up on that.
That's why a lot of us get into journalism, because we can't do anything else, right?
Yeah, that's part of it, yeah.
So as we fast forward now, 42 years later, why is this the right time to step aside to a more limited role?
I think just where I'm at family-wise, I mean, I've got an 18-month-old grandson who lives in Chicago, and I get to see him, you know, some, but I would like to be freed up to see him more, see both of my daughters live in Chicago, so that they're not real far away, but there's just not very many times I'm freed up to go see them. And it just kind of that lure of after 42 years, maybe find out what it's like to have Saturday off and have a weekend and live one of the quote unquote normal life. And and my wife has been retired for a year now. This is her first year being retired. And so this will free us up to do some things together that we've been married almost 39 years, and we've really not had a chance to do some of these things. So I'm looking forward to being freed up to do all those things.
And local media, newspapers, and radio in particular have had to bear the brunt of budget cuts in this media, this changing media landscape. Consumer habits are changing. The economy has ebbed and flowed. We've seen cuts at a lot of places, a lot of newspapers. We've seen significant cuts in Peoria, Springfield, in their local sports coverage. The Pantograph has had to deal with that, like many others. Though the sports department there has remained fairly robust in terms of the experience there with yourself, Jim Benson, Randy Reinhardt, Randy Scherer. That's over 100 years combined experience at the same place. Has it been a struggle to maintain that over the years through all of these changes in the industry?
Yeah, I mean, there's been some difficult times, but like you mentioned, having those guys in there with me, and we've been through a lot of things together, and we really ended up forming a terrific team because we know each other's strengths, and we kind of play to those strengths, and so we've been able to kind of adjust on the fly at times and make up for some of the things that maybe we don't have anymore, but we're still able to, I think, put a quality product out. And you just, I think, if anything else, it's been a good lesson in that you do have to adjust. And, you know, we've become much more of an online and social media presence than we would have been you know, before. So it's kind of in a way, it's kind of kept us all up to date and made us kind of look at how can we do this better.
And sports may not necessarily be the most important thing in a newspaper, but it holds a very unique place in our lives. You know, a lot of the stuff that you cover, there's no other place to get that. Only the newspaper delivers that. Have you thought about what that might look like in the future?
Yeah, I guess I haven't looked too far down the road with that, but you're absolutely right. And we've always kind of prided ourselves on the local sports coverage as opposed to regional or national, because we feel like you can get that a lot of other places, especially today. And even on the local sports scene, maybe we cover games a little differently than we used to, just because you can get the final score and some details, you know, via Twitter or wherever, even during the game and immediately after the game. And so it kind of makes you have to look beyond the score and beyond the game for you know, more of the human element that's going on, and that's still something we can bring that nobody else can, because you know, we can, we've got relationships with the coaches and the players, and we kind of can see things and let people kind of open the door and let people inside maybe what a team is all about or what a player or a coach is all about. And so that's kind of how we've tried to approach it.
As you alluded to, the changing landscape and more focus on the digital component, will we see the day in our lifetime where print newspapers are a thing of the past?
I think maybe eventually it will get to that. That'll be a sad day for me if it ever does get to that, because obviously I'm of the generation that I grew up reading the Pantograph, and I grew up with the newspapers, and I love still having the printed product in my hand, and I think most people in my generation and even a little younger still value that and cherish that in a way. But you know, it's I can see maybe down the road sometime. I hope it's not real soon, but it may end up being that, and newspapers will still exist, but more of just in an online form.
As we continue on Sound Ideas, I'm Eric Stock with Randy Kindred, who is retiring as sports editor of the Pantograph, where he has worked for the last 42 years, but will continue to write his weekly column. Your retirement column was not the only one you wrote last week. You also wrote one addressing the Illinois State men's basketball program, which just finished one of its most disappointing seasons in years. And as you point out, since the Redbirds won the Missouri Valley Conference regular season title 3 years ago and appeared to be destined to become a consistent title contender, in the last 3 years that have followed, they have had a losing record. This came after Creighton and Wichita State left the league as well. And as you write, ISU administrators don't have millions lying around the athletic office or stashed under a floorboard at Horton Fieldhouse, seems to be referring to a potential buyout of the last 4 years of Coach Dan Mullen's contract. Where do you think the patience level is with the ISU athletics office for its flagship sports team and the direction it's gone the last few years?
Well, I'm sure that they're frustrated to a degree, as is. I know Dan is frustrated himself. I mean, I know he expects more, because he's – we all, at least a lot of us, remember him as a player, and he was very – very dedicated to winning and doing the right things, and I think he's still I know he's probably out right now trying to find some more pieces to make next year the start of a turnaround, I don't think there's a panic mode by any means right now. Obviously, it's been a disappointing stretch. I think more than anything, I just view it as a missed opportunity, because, like you said, there was a real, real opportunity after that 28-7 season to make this a consistent winner and a consistent contender for the regular season and the tournament title. And it's just kind of, at first it leveled off, and then this year it slipped pretty significantly. So there's a lot of work for them to do. I hope they can find a way to turn it around and get things going again, because this is a great place to be when ISU basketball is really rolling.
That was retiring Pantograph sports editor Randy Kindred. The paper's parent company, Lee Enterprises, has appointed a regional sports editor to oversee the Pantograph's daily sports coverage. Kindred says he might want to do a few more columns that are not sports related.